And good morning, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It is time for the 2014 State High School Volleyball Tournament semifinals as we feature the Axtell Wildcats against the Ansley Litchfield Spartans. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, glad to have you along for this semifinal matchup. Two matches going on at the same time here throughout the day. All the semifinals will be here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And also going on right now is Giltner and Exeter Milligan, and you can hear that match on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Giltner and Exeter Milligan. Then later today, we have two more matches for you at 3 o'clock here on Classic Hits. It'll be Kearney Catholic taking on Columbus SCOTUS. And on 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Freeman in a rematch of last year's C2 championship, which the Hawkettes were winners in. For Axtell, they came out yesterday and picked up their first state tournament win since 1993 when they won the whole thing. They swept Cedar Bluffs 25-12, 23-14, and Ansley Litchfield had an even easier time beating a Brady team that they had seen this year, 25-18, 9-15. Ansley Litchfield is led by Lindsey Siegel, 361 kills during the season. And then coming into the state tournament yesterday, she was also strong against Brady as she had 15 kills, the exact number that Hannah Kring had, the leading attacker for the Axtell Lady Wildcats with 442 kills on the season. Next, Shauna Pates for Ansley Litchfield and Kit Wells for Axtell. It's a match like this where you just expect those four players to do their job. If they don't, you're obviously going to have a sway one way or the other. You start coming in to the gals after that. Who will step up? The four, five, six, the players off the bench, the key points. You expect this semifinal to go deep and not be a sweep here this morning. But it is 9 a.m. There are nerves. These teams have not been in this position. Of course, Ansley Litchfield with the co-op here recently. Ansley has had a long, long tradition under longtime coach Pat Hoblin, Brad Nelson, of course, the longtime coach here at Axtell. And they have seen each other in the past, but not recently in the regular season. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with more right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and always online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Spartans of Ansley Litchfield, here is their service rotation. Starting off, number 12, 5'7 senior outside hitter Shauna Pates. Number 2, 5'9 junior outside hitter Courtney Bailey. She'll be followed by number 7, 5'6 senior center, Hannah Lane. Number 25, 5'9 senior middle hitter, Lindsey Siegel. Number 19, 5'7 sophomore outside hitter, Jesse Shirley. And number 5, 5'5 senior center, Kayla Reynolds. The libero is number 41, 5'5 senior, Nicole Wardine. Head coach of the Ansley Litchfield Spartans is Pat Hoblin, assisted by Caitlin Forbes and Mariah Secutera. Now, as the consolidation, they are together for just the second time here at state. They are now 32-1 on the season, ranked second in the state. They defeated Twin Loop and Central Valley in the sub-districts and then lost their only match of the season in the district final to the number one team in the state, O'Neill St. Mary's. That was a rematch of last year's final, and St. Mary's won it and kept a very very talented Ansley Litchfield team from making the state tournament. This year, though, they get in on the wild card. And as we said yesterday, they defeated Brady in straight sets. For the Axtell Lady Wildcats, no change in their rotation. Number three is a 5'10 sophomore middle hitter, Sophie Melema. Number seven is a 5'4 sophomore center, Ashley Snell. Number eight is a 5'4 sophomore outside hitter, Reagan Miller. Number two is a 5'10 senior middle hitter, Hannah Kring. Number four, a 5'6 senior right side hitter, Samantha Trampy. And number six, 5'4 senior outside hitter, Kit Wells. The libero for Axtell is number five, a 5'8 sophomore, Season Melema. The head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats is Brad Nelson, assisted by Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson. Axtell is now 29-3 on the season. They are ranked third in Class D1. They defeated Amherst and Overton in the sub-districts. Overton first, then Amherst, and Blue Hill in straight sets in pretty dominating fashion in the district final. Yesterday, they swept Cedar Bluffs 25-12, 25-23, and 25-14. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. More from Pinnacle Bank Arena after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Ansley, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's where we're setting in the semifinals coming into today. D1 and D2 early on. Ansley Litchfield, Axtell will be followed by O'Neill St. Mary's taking on Diller Odell. Giltner and Exeter Milligan are on the North Court right now. Again, that is airing on the Breeze, 94.5. And then Stewart will take on Lawrence Nelson. Giltner and Stewart were in the state final last year. Lawrence Nelson, what a run they've got here in the postseason after knocking off Bertrand last night. Then the 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock games will be C1 and C2. Concordia and Wahoo will play at 1. Kearney Catholic and Columbus Scotus at 3 here on Classic Hits. In C2, Crofton will take on Guardian Angels Central Catholic at 1, St. Cecilia and Freeman at 3. And then the 5 and 7 matches will be A and B. In A, Lincoln Southeast will play Omaha Marion, and Papillion La Vista will take on Millard West. In B, Omaha Scott will play Elkhorn, and Norris will take on Gretna. So that's how things look going into the state semifinals. The championships are set for tomorrow and begin at 9 a.m. All of them are at the Devaney Center. They will start at D2 and go every 2 hours, 11 a.m. for D1, 1 o'clock for C2, so on and so forth until we're all done. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Axtell and Ansley Litchfield, the state semifinals when we return.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way.
is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With our producer engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, ready for the state volleyball semifinals. Glad to have you along with us. Axtell will be wearing their white tops, black shorts with the purple trim. And for Ansley Litchfield, all black with the gold trim and white striping as they will move from left to right. And for Axtell, right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Glad to have you with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Winner advances on to the state final tomorrow. There's also third-place games still in Classes C and D. That third-place match tomorrow will be at Lincoln East at 1 o'clock. So the teams shaking hands, getting ready to go. Ansley Litchfield has won the toss, so they'll serve it away first here. And that means Shauna Pates will fire it up for Ansley Litchfield. The libero will be in for Ansley Litchfield. Nicole Wardeen. Axtell will not start with libero Melema in the lineup. And it looks like after all the introductions, we're finally ready to go with state semifinal volleyball. The whistle blows, and here we go. Short serve across picked up by Hannah Crane. Here's the set to the outside. First swing of the match is going to be taken across by Reagan Miller. Ansley Litchfield goes middle attack, and they're going to pick up the first point from Lindsay Siegel. Siegel, their top hitter, 361 kills, 15 yesterday. As we said, Siegel and Crane both going to be right there as All-State candidates. O'Neill St. Mary's will fill it up a little bit as well as the serve is across. Handled there by Wells. Set to the outside. Miller again over the double block. One arm up in the back row. Taken by Pate. Set to the outside. Ansley Litchfield on the attack. They'll take it over with Bailey. Crane gets it up front. Miller tips it across. Close to the pin. Middle attack Siegel. She'll roll it over and it's good. Lindsay Siegel, two swings, two kills. Ansley Litchfield with the first 2 points of this semifinal. Pates goes well back. One thing about the dual court here, there may not be as much room around the court in some areas as even at, like at Axtell High School, as they'll take the attack right side. Melema picked up, and here's Bailey on the front left. She'll take it across. Miller with the dig. Little trouble here. Overpassed on the two ball. Ansley Litchfield free ball. They'll go middle attack. The attack by Lane is picked up by Kring. Quickly returned by Miller. Long rally going here on third point of the match. Bailey will take it across. And Kring still stuck in that back row with the dig. Then Melema's attack is deep and out of bounds. Little timidness early on here from Axtell. Haven't seen a really good get-after-it swing on the first 3 points. As Pates will fly it across. Picked up by Kring. Bump set. They'll just go to Kring in the back row. She'll roll it across. Spartans will set to the outside. Bailey through the double block. Down and good. Courtney Bailey with her first kill. Ansley Litchfield 4-0. And Coach Brad Nelson says we're going to try and stop it right here. So a quick timeout on the floor with the score. Ansley Litchfield 4 and Axtell nothing. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, after the Axtell timeout, it is still Shauna Pates at the service line. She started the match. It's 4-0. She'll float a short one across right at Reagan Miller. Set back to Reagan in the middle over the double block, but also long. They are going to call tip, though, in a back row, and Miller is going to get the kill. So Reagan gets Axtell on the board, and the Cats now will see some rotations. And now the Spartans want an explanation from the down official on who tipped the volleyball. And they won't get one. Season Melema will go back and serve it away. So Season back to fire it away. The libero will float it across safely. Right side attack is going to be tipped over by Bailey. Chance here for Crane in the front row. Her first swing from the front. It's going to be blocked, but it falls over on the Ansley Litchfield side. It's stuck on top of the tape, and Bailey couldn't quite play the bounce correctly because it bounced on that tape twice. And it'll be the first kill of the match for Hannah Kring. Melamed fired across at 2-4. Floats it to the middle to the libero. Wardeen. Flat set to the outside. Siegel on a quick hammers it home. Third kill for Lindsay Siegel. Side out, Anthony Litchfield, 5-2. But the way the team's matched up here, you will have Siegel in the front row for one rotation when Crane's not, and then vice versa when Siegel goes back to serve. It's Courtney Bailey to fire it across here for the Spartans at 5-2. Crane, front left, goes on the angle attack and terminates. Hannah Crane, 2-for-2, side out for the Wildcats. And back to serve it away will be Ashley Snell, the setter. She'll toss it and fire it over with the left hand. Picked up there by Siegel. Two ball tipped across. Good dig that time by Wells. Rolled off the net and across with the two ball. Back to Ansley Litchfield. They'll slap it into their own net. And a point for Axtell. First error for the Spartans. It's a one-point game here early on in our semifinal. 5-4, Ansley Litchfield. And getting ready to fire it across again. The serve. Back to Siegel. Middle attack is hammered across. Overpass out of bounds. Siegel with her fourth kill. That'll make it 6-4, Ansley Litchfield. And back to serve it away will be Hannah Lane. Lane, a mini jump serve, fires across Melba, overpass to Siegel, stays in the front row. High set, close to the pin, but still taken across by the Spartans. Kayla Reynolds will get the kill. Looked like that set was going to be a little wide as Siegel was trying to play the ball up for her teammate, but it works. And it's now 7-4 Spartans. And Lane to fire it across. Hit the net and fell over for the ace. First ace serve of the match. And again, one of those where defensively you can't do a whole lot. They leave that middle wide open. And it just clipped the net and fell over. 8-4. Now Ansley Litchfield back up by 4. And Lane serve. Fired across. Handled there by Snell on the set to the right side. It'll be taken across by Miller. Dug out. And here's another set to the outside. On the attack is going to be Jesse Shirley. No problem here for Axtell. They'll pop it into the back corner, and it's up there by Pates. Set for Siegel in the middle. She'll take it over the block and out of bounds. They're looking for a tip, and they'll get the tip. So Lindsay Siegel with her fifth kill and four in a row for Ansley Litchfield will make it 9-4 here in the opening set. And Lane stays at the service line. Lane floats it across to Season Melama. Snell from the 10-foot line sets it, but a little miscommunication, and Kring had to come set it across. Here's Siegel around the block, down and good. And the Lindsay Siegel continues to dominate, and Axtell is going to call their second and final timeout. So Siegel has yet to be out of the front row, and Axtell's had to burn both of their timeouts. Two long runs here for the Spartans. And in the opening set, it's Ansley Litchfield 10, Axtell 4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Well, coming out of the Axtell timeout, Ansley Litchfield is just playing some pretty solid volleyball early on, led by Lindsay Siegel with six kills. They have eight kills in their 10 points. Serve is across, set to the outside. Hannah Kring, swing into the net. That may be just the second error, I believe, here on Axtell, because the eight kills and an ace serve for Ansley Litchfield, that's 9 of their 11 points. Looking for 5 in a row is Hannah Lane. She's moving it around. Season Melama passes it off the floor and again has to be tipped across. And it is, but they're going to call a double hit on Reagan Miller trying to set it across. And so it will be 12-4. That was kind of a call you don't see very often when you're just trying to push the ball across. They don't really say much. Kring now finally gets a swing, but she's blocked up front. Kring's able to up it. Back to Hannah and has to tip it across again. Axtell simply not getting enough swing. Siegel in the middle will drive it across and down low. Kit Wells will pick it up. Back to Miller, slaps it over. Siegel with the up. Flat set to her again on the quick. Blocked by Kring. Now trouble. Trampy, no. Siegel will get the point. Give it an ace block that time for Lindsay Siegel. And it is 13-4. Eight in a row now for Ansley Litchfield running away here in game one. Lane top spins it across to Season Melama. The passing is off right now for the Cats. That's one of the reasons they're not getting any swings. Set to the outside. It'll be taken across Shirley on the near side, and she'll get the kill. Everybody was playing angle, and Jesse Shirley will get her first kill. And right now, if you're an Axtell fan, you just got to hope to shake the cobwebs off. This one's probably a foregone conclusion, but just stay in there, and finally the strong serve is going to go out of bounds, and Anna Lane goes, my bad. No, it's not. You just rattle off eight in a row from the service line, and it's 14-5. She did her job, and now Axtell. Again, a lot of set left. Axtell is definitely capable, but they're going to have to get in sync. As the serve is across by Miller, Siegel front right, and somebody's in the net, and that somebody is going to be the Cats. It didn't matter. Siegel hammered it down anyway for her seventh kill. And right back over to the Spartans, and now Siegel will go back and serve it away. She's also second on the team in ace serves with 45. Pates has 71. Serve across. She's really testing that corner. Picked up by Miller. Pass off the mark. Trampy's tip is blocked right back at her. Shot of Pates with the block. 16-5, Ansley Litchfield. And it's not like the Spartans are a lot taller than Axtell. They're not dominating that way at the net. Siegel with a little jump serve. Fires it across, picked up there by Season Melama. Set front. And we're going to call another double hit here on the Axtell setter. And again, Axtell has already used both of their timeouts, so the train just going to keep rolling down the tracks here for the Spartans. Siegel serves it across at Melama. Stays in the back row. Pass up front. Wells will get a swing on it. Off the tip of Pates. Across it comes. Set to the back row. And the libero is going to get a swing on it with Wardine. And it's passed back across here by Axtell. They'll slide right side. Tipped over by Reynolds. And Wells will get a swing off the block. Spartans set to the outside. Here's the attack again off the tip by Shirley. Dug out Wells. Back to Kit on the attack. She'll get her first kill. Kit Wells, her first kill and the fourth of the match here for Axtell. Side out for the Cats, trailing 17-6. And Hannah Kring will go back and serve it away. So Kring with two kills, Siegel with seven kills and a block. That's their numbers through the front row the first time. And thus you have a 17-6 Spartan lead. Kring floats it across, set to the outside of the hammers down. Shauna Pates is now rotated into the front row and gets her first kill. Rotating back to serve it away will be the libero, Nicole Wardine. Wardine stands at just 5'5", and she will fire it across. Across it goes into the middle to Kit Wells. They're going to set outside for Melama. Half swing. Nice dig picked up there by Lane and bumped across. Taking it over is Pates. So a chance on a free ball here for Wells, and she'll get another kill. Kit Wells on a good angle attack. Gets the ball back over for Axtell. And the Axtell fans' first chance to really make some noise, and so they do. And that's kind of the key right now. Get some blood pumping here early in the morning for Axtell so that you're ready for game two. As the serve's across by Sam Trampy. Slide right side, Pates. It is up by Trampy. Tipped across by Melama. Spartans will keep it alive in the front row, and they'll dump it into their own net. Bailey trying to go short side with the air. And a point on serve for Sam Trampy. Just the third service point right now for Axtell. And she'll fire it across again to Siegel in the back middle. Spartans will set to the outside. Bailey blocked up front. Ace block. And that's by your center, Ashley Snell. First ace on the block for Axtell. And their first three-point run. 18-9 Spartans. And Trampy. Again, just takes it right down the middle. Takes it at Siegel. Set middle. Pace blocked again by Snell. It pops back over. Tipped across the net by Ansley Litchfield, and Pates will have it returned right down the line by Wells, and Wells is going to get the kill. And Coach Pat Hoblin says, all right, there's still some time to go. We better call a timeout, and so she does. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. In the opening set, Ansley Litchfield 18, Axtell 10.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics.
Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Sam Trappi still serving it up here for the Axtell Wildcats as the serve floats across out of the Ansley Litchfield timeout. Slide right side. The attack by Pates is down and good. And Shada will have her second kill. Side out here for the Spartans. They lead it 19-10, and that's after Axtell just ran off four in a row. And serve across by Kayla Reynolds. Picked up there by Wells. Bump set to Wells from the 10-foot line. She'll take it off the tip. Up to the back row by Siegel. Bump set by Reynolds. In the middle attack, Pates down and good. So Shauna's there with two more. And into the match for Axtell. They're going to go get Emmy Nickel, a freshman, to come in and play a little back row. Wet her feet here at the state tournament. And the serve by Reynolds is across. Off the net, it pops into the air. Right side, Wells on the attack. Siegel with a one arm up and passed across. Free ball here. Here's the set by Snell. They'll go to the outside, and the rip across by Wells is dug out again and passed across. Free ball here. Kring to Snell. To Wells. Off the tape, it pops up for Siegel. Passes off the mark. They'll go to the back row, and Wardine will take it across. Wells has to dig. Snell's going to slide right side, but it's a standing spike by Melema. Long rally going here. Right side attack for the Spartans is down and good by Hannah Lane. Lane with her first kill, and now all six starters for the Spartans have at least one kill here in this first set. And continuing to serve is Kayla Reynolds. 21-10. And an attack error by Axtell makes it 22-10. So for Ansley Litchfield, when they get back there, they have went on long service runs as it is fired across. Dugout right on the line, right side by Wells. They'll get it to Melema, and they call another double hit on the Axtell set. That is three of those already here in this game, 23-10. Reynolds with four straight, trying to serve out the first set, and that serve is wide and out of bounds. So trying to go right on the fine line there, missed it that time, and Kit Wells will go back and serve it away to wrap up this rotation for Axtell. And Wells, top spins it across to Siegel, overpass free ball, Miller dumps it down. Reagan with her second kill. Point Cats. And Wells to fire away again. Goes fairly deep to the right side. Doesn't waste any time. Off the net and picked up off the tape by Courtney Bailey. And Bailey from the 10-foot line will punch it across. Pass into the back row to Nickel. And the Cats have to bump it over. Free ball here. Here's the set. Reynolds. Middle attack. Pates. Pass right back. Free ball. 2 1-timers back over to Axtell. Here is Miller off the double block. And she'll find the floor. Back-to-back kills for Reagan Miller. 23-13. Wells to go for three in a row. Fires it across to Siegel. Still stuck in that back row. Now Pates will take a half swing. Dug out by Nickel. Bump set to the outside. Miller rattles it off the tape. Dug out there by Pates. And it'll be pushed over by Bailey. Kring to Snell. Middle attack. Melema blocked. Dug out and pushed back right across by Miller. Spartans go to the middle. It's dumped up at the net on a joust and one by Melema. Melema's going to get the kill. And another little run here for Axtell with four in a row. Late in game number one, 23-14, Ansley Litchfield. Serves across to Wardine. Flat set to the outside. Taken across by Lane. Middle attack going to be blocked. Melema is blocked up front by Pates. Shauna, her second ace block. And that'll get Ansley Litchfield to game point. And Pates, who started this set with four in a row, is back there to serve for the second time. Game point, Spartans 24-14. At Kring stays the back row. Snell bump set. Miller from the 10-foot line on the angle. Attack is wide and out of bounds. And that is the end of the opening set. Ansley Litchfield jumps out to a huge lead and coasts home. Ansley Litchfield 25 and Axtell 14. It's game one of the best of five of this D1 state semifinal. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
For First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back. Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers that we had here in the first set. First off, your numbers for Axtell. Hannah Kring, 2 kills. Sophie Melema, 1 kill. Sam Trampy, 3 service points. Season Melema, a service point. Kit Wells, 3 service points, 3 kills. Ashley Snell, a service point, and an ace block. And Reagan Miller, 3 kills. 9 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves for Axtell. For Ansley Litchfield, Courtney Bailey had a kill. Kayla Reynolds, 4 service points. Hannah Lane, 8 service points, and one of those was an ace. Reynolds and Lane had 1 kill each. Shauna Pates, 5 service points, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Jesse Shirley, a kill. And Lindsay Siegel, 2 service points, an ace block, and 7 kills. 14 kills, 3 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. Ansley Litchfield takes the opening set, 25-14, and we're on to game 2 after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Season Melema will serve it across here to start game 2. Ansley Litchfield's going to go right to the outside, and Shauna Pates will get the kill. And on the next serve, it's overpassed, and we've got a dump down by Lindsay Siegel for her 8th kill. So Ansley Litchfield firing out here to start game number 2. Pates at the service line after getting the first kill. And the second kill goes to Siegel, 2-0, across to Wells. Axtell sets Kring, front left, off the tip, 1 arm up. Nice job by Wardine. It's going to be set right at the net, tipped over by Siegel, and Axtell was not there to play it. And it's 3-0. It looked like that ball was going to be right above the net. Axtell just didn't read it in the back row correctly that time, and Pates will serve it across. Right down the middle to Wells. Snell's going to back set Reagan Miller this time. She's blocked. Miller digs it. Passed across there by Kring. Set by Wardine. To the right side, the attack is going to be picked up by Melema. Snell goes middle. Kring unloads, and it's off a shoulder. Then it's off a head. Then it's knocked out of bounds by Ansley Litchfield. Side out, Axtell. And back to serve it away will be the setter, Ashley Snell. And Snell's left-handed serve just drops it across to Siegel. They'll set Lindsay front left. She'll go over the double block. Melema with the dig. Bump set goes back into the middle of the floor. Has to be set across. Free ball here for Ansley Litchfield. Outside Bailey. Her attack picked up again by Melema. Miller from the 10-foot line, but off the back foot. Just nothing on the swings for Axtell as it's taken down for the kill. Ansley Litchfield, Hannah Lane. If they get a good pass, then the set is off. If they get a good set, then there's been some miscommunication. Axtell just not as crisp as they were yesterday. A lot of match to go. Let's see if they can put it together. Serve across by Bailey to the outside. Kring, that's putting it together. Straight down for Hannah Kring, her 3rd kill. Side out, Cats. And it'll be Reagan Miller to serve it away at 4-2. And the serve. Across it comes, picked up there by Axtell. They're going to go back to the back row. Pates, she'll roll it over into the back row to Melema. Set to Kring in the middle. Her attack is off the back row of Wardine, and it's good. Anna Kring with her 4th kill. Point Cats, 4-3. They've had a couple of runs, but they were so far down in game 1 that those runs really didn't matter. And across it comes. Right down the line to Wardine. Set middle for Siegel. It hit the tape. Rolled across. Kring dug it out of the net. Trampy kept it alive, and it's passed into the back row. Free ball here. Siegel slide right side. The power is down. 10 kills for Lindsay Siegel. 5-3. Ansley Litchfield. And the serve coming across from Hannah Lane. Back set Kring, front right into her own net. They're going to say it was tipped, but it doesn't matter because they're not going to be able to get it back. So Siegel is up there with Kendra Henry and will give Siegel enough for a block there that could not be passed back. So 6-3, no stat on that one as the serve is across by Hannah Lane. Set to the outside. Here comes the attack by Wells. There's the block by Lindsay Siegel. So she gets it on the very next point. And this is where Ansley Litchfield went bonkers in the first set because Lane served 8 in a row. And that's 2 straight, 3 overall, 7-3 Spartans. They won the opener 25-14. Lane serve, that's deep. Melamo will play it just inside that back line. Over to Kring. Kring's attack is deep and out of bounds. 8-3, timeout by Axtell. Little chagrin from Coach Brad Nelson. He knows that they're not clicking. He knows that his 29-3 Cats are not playing even average right now, and he's going to try and find out why with these young ladies. State semifinals here in D1, and your score is Axtell trailing Ansley Litchfield 8-3. Spartans won the opener. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on KKBR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, Keene, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Axtell timeout, Ansley Litchfield continues to serve here with Hannah Lane. Set to Wells from the front left, blocked. Wells digs, passes it back, but it was just out of bounds. And give credit to the point, Kayla Reynolds on the block. 9-3 Spartans. Lane with 4 in a row this time. And she'll go with that mini jump serve again. Keep this one short. Passes off. Probably could have been called for the double hit that time. Was not. Middle attack. Siegel termination. Ansley Litchfield on fire again. 10-3. You always hate to come to state and see the matchup not pan out like you had hoped. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now for Axtell. Ansley Litchfield's playing just very consistent volleyball, feeding Siegel. And then when she's in the back, the other two big hitters are right there. Hannah Kring on the attack, and she's deep. And when Kring's missing, you know it's frustrating because that just doesn't happen. 11-3. Lane continues at that service line. A senior-filled team here for the Spartans. Over to Melama. Here's a good set. Snell gets it to Wells. She'll take it near line. Picked up that time by Lane and shoved into the back corner at Miller. Snell goes middle. Here's Hannah Kring one-on-one with Siegel, and it's into the net. 12-3, Ansley Litchfield. And that is 14 points from the service line in 2 sets early for Lane. And if she gets this one, it'll be back-to-back 7. And again, the pass is off the mark on a one-hand up in the back row. Across it comes to Bailey. Right side attack is going to be deep, but it's off the tip. And give the kill to Kayla Reynolds, I believe it was, on the far right side. 13-3. And for the second time here, 7 straight for Hannah Lane. She continues to fire. Melama has to be run down by Snell. Attacked that time. Wells, and she finds the back line. Wardine was hoping that it would be long as she went down to a knee, but noticed that it was going to stay in. And Snell now, Wells now with a team high, 4 kills, tying Kring. But it's 13-4, and Hannah goes to the back row to serve. Overpassed at the net, redirected across by Siegel. Snell sets outside for Wells, into the block, and it's going to be down and good. Siegel with her third ace block. 14-4, Ansley Litchfield, and Siegel will go back to serve it away. Cruising along here, Ansley Litchfield won the opener 25-14 in almost this same fashion, and Siegel's serve is wide and out of bounds. They serve aggressively, do the Spartans. They've had 2 or 3 players that are not afraid to challenge the sideline, but that one didn't work out, and it'll be Sam Trampy to serve it for Axtell. She'll hit the net. It falls over, and it is popped up, but they're going to call a lift. We'll call a serve for Sam Trampy, and that'll be the first service ace here for Axtell, and it comes on a little help from the net. And Trampy, this time, no doubt about it, a very high floater into the back corner to Siegel. Set to the outside, and the attack is just wide off the pin by Shauna Pates. So three in a row here for Axtell. Trampy also had a little bit of a run in game one, so let's see if she can get one here. Trampy down the left side, passed into the net, ace. Two ace serves for Sam Trampy, 14-8. Coach Pat Hovland says, I've seen this story, timeout. So for the second straight set, Ansley Litchfield jumps out to a humongous lead, and Axtell starting to make a comeback. Ansley Litchfield 14, Axtell 8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And we are back to action out of the Ansley Litchfield timeout. The left side attack is going to be taken over by Shauna Pates. Returned and just out of bounds because it hit the tape and kicked it left for the Wildcats. Side out, Ansley Litchfield. 15-8 Spartans, game two. They won the opener 25-14. And Nicole Wardeen will go back and serve it away. Floater across, picked up by Kring. Down low, Schnell will bump, set it up to Wells. Shoves into the back corner to Wardeen. Set, middle, the attack. Pates off the tape. Good pickup by Trampy and dumped over by Melima. Ansley Litchfield trying to get something going on the right side. Reynolds on the attack. Trampy with the dig in the back row. And again, it has to be passed across here by the Wildcats. Dug out by Siegel to the outside. Bailey, she'll come near line and get the kill. Second kill for Courtney Bailey. 16-8, Ansley Litchfield. And back to serve it away again will be Wardeen picking up her first point. As the pass is overpassed, a little joust at the net, won by Ansley Litchfield. Axtell passes it back across. Bailey on a half swing, passed back, but out of bounds. Bailey will get her third kill. 17-8, Ansley Litchfield. And a timeout will be called here by Axtell coach Brad Nelson. So anytime Axtell does something, Ansley Litchfield answers right back. It is 17-8. We'll take a timeout and be right back.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits as the serve that crossed for Wardeen and passed back across again by Kit Wells. Set middle. The attack by Pates is passed into the crowd. Pates with a powerful kill, her fifth, and it is now 18-8, Ansley Litchfield. Nicole Wardeen looking for four in a row, and that's been the story. Long runs here by the Spartans trying to make it to the state championship game. The serve is across and handled there by Regan Miller. High set for Kitwell. She'll go with the off tip, and it's rolling off the fingers, but they'll pick it up. Return it on the right side is Reynolds. High pass to the outside. It'll be driven across by Wells. Siegel on the dig. Bailey on the attack. Blocked up front by Melima. Overpass right back to the Cats. Here's Snell. Set to the outside. Off the back foot, Wells rolls it across. Set again to Bailey. Over the double block. Down low, Miller. Melima keeps it alive, but has to be passed across Snell. Deep pass in the middle. Siegel runs it down. Right side, Reynolds. Long point going here. Trampy on the back line will keep it alive. But again, the Cats, all they're doing is bumping it over. Haven't had a swing. Middle attack this time is down. No, it's not. It's going to be picked up and then lifted across. A double hit called on the Lady Cats. And Ashley Snell says, I bumped it across. And the official says, no. So Wardeen is going to get the point on the lift. And it's 19-8. Floats it across, picked up there by Melima. Right side, Wells blocked right back at her. She's able to shove it across. Set to the right side and dumped over by Reynolds. Picked up Snell on the set. Get it to Wells. Her attack is deep. Was it tipped? No. Simply long, and it is 20-8. Ansley Litchfield. And again, they have went on a six-point run. And this is off of Wardeen. Again, the Giltner match currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5. They won the first set 26-24, but trail 8-3 in the second. And now we're going to get a double hit for the first time on Ansley Litchfield, almost like a kind of a call to make the Axtell folks smile a little bit, because at 20-9, it really doesn't make any difference as the serve is across by Kit Wells. Set to the middle, has to be tipped across, and it is for the point, Shauna Pates. 21-9, Ansley Litchfield. They won the first set 25-14. And the serve into the net this time, a rare error. That's from Reynolds, and it will come back over to Axtell. Season Melamo to serve it away as we get our second time through the rotation. So Season serves it. Sophie goes to the bench. High set to the outside. Spartans drive it through the double block. Down in good Hannah Lane. Don't forget, at the end of our match, it'll be the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats as the serve goes into the net. Back-to-back service errors here for Axtell, or for Ansley Litchfield to give it to Axtell, and it'll be Snell on the left-hand serve. Reynolds with the set. Middle attack. It's going to be blocked up there by Kring one more time, and it's going to be put down by Hannah Lane. So the first one blocked, the second one not. And it's 23-11, Spartans on top. Back to serve it away will be Courtney Bailey, 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. And Bailey floats it into the middle. Handled there by Melama, set to the outside, Kring. Over the double block, down and good. But only the fifth kill of the match for Hannah Kring, trying to keep things rolling along for Axtell. Again, it's the best of five, so you never know, but so far, it does not look good for the Lady Cats. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Miller to serve it across. We've got football tonight as Siegel will terminate. A doubleheader for Kearney Catholic today. Their state semifinal volleyball game at 3 against Columbus SCOTUS. Their state semifinal football game at 7 against Boone Central. And now Hannah Lane to serve it away for Ansley Litchfield. It is game point, 24-12. And ready to roll. Floats it over to Melama. Here's the set by Snell. They'll go Kring, front right, off the double block, down and good. So Hannah will get her fourth kill of this game. And Axtell will serve with Kring until this set is over, 24-13. See if Axtell can get a couple of points on. We got volleyballs rolling around everywhere. They always have one ready to go if one's knocked out of play, and sometimes they all come rolling back at the same time. So Kring now ready, serves it across, set right side, the attack by Siegel. One arm up, the ball gets loose on the floor, and they have to stop the point. You never see that. And they'll have to serve it away again. We are at a point in the point, by the way, that it didn't really matter. It was in the middle of a pickup, so we'll reserve it here with Kring. And Hannah to serve it on the replay. Safely across, picked up there by Pate, set to the outside. Here's Reynolds off the block. It's down to the floor, and that's the end of the second set as Kayla Reynolds will register her third kill, and it has been all Ansley Litchfield. The 32-1 Spartans are hoping for a rematch, or maybe not, but at least to get to the finals against possibly O'Neill St. Mary's. 25-13 Spartans. They won the opener 25-14, and we'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, your numbers from game two for Axtell. Hannah Kring had four kills, Sam Trampy three service points, two of them aces. Kit Wells had a kill, and Reagan Miller had a service point. That's it. Five kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves. For Ansley Litchfield, Courtney Bailey, two service points. Nicole Wardine, five service points. Kayla Reynolds had an ace block and two kills. Hannah Lane, once again, seven service points and three kills. Shauna Pates, two service points, three kills. And Lindsay Siegel had two ace blocks and five kills. 15 kills, three ace blocks, and no ace serves. The Spartans take the second set 25-13. They're up 2-0 here in the state semifinals over Axtell. We head to the third game right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
First point of the third set is underway, and Siegel will take a swing and put it into her own net. They dug out one of her big swings to start the point and a rare error, and Axtell has their first lead of this semifinal, and it's by getting the opening point here, the third set, 1-0. Melba now back to serve it away. Siegel with the dig, Reynolds with the set, middle attack through the single block of Kring. Hannah Lane, her fifth kill, 1-1. 12 kills for Siegel, 6 for Pates, 5 for Lane. For Axtell, Kring with 6, Wells with 4. And into serve it away is going to be Kendra Henry for the first time. Again, the pass is off the mark. And until Axtell handles the serves better, this is the way it's going to go. Middle attack, Jessie Shirley down and good. Her second, 2-1, Ansley Litchfield. And Henry, the 5-4 senior, will serve away again. Both teams were straight set winners yesterday. And again, it's through the back row, passed into the net. Point, Ansley Litchfield, 3-1. Coach Nelson, his staff, his girls, the fans, hoping for a little better start here. If it's not, big-time trouble. Kring is blocked but out of bounds. Hannah Kring with her seventh kill. Side out, Wildcats. And Ashley Snell back to serve it away. Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits for this semifinal as the serve is across. Slide it to Siegel over the double block, but it is out of bounds. So a couple of errors here in the third set. And again, when you're struggling like Axtell is, if the other team can help you out, just give you any momentum, maybe you get something rolling. And it's 3-3 as Snell fires it across to the outside this time. The attack is going to be taken down by Jessie Shirley. And back over to Ansley Litchfield at 4-3. Back to serve away will be Hannah Lane. She has been the early destroyer for the Spartans. Melama gets it up front, overpass. Somebody's in the net on the follow-through, and it's the Spartans. So Lane, who had served seven straight, both times she was back there in the first two sets, they knock her off in one because the Spartans are in the net. So Reagan Miller will serve it away here for Axtell. They've changed it up a little bit, set to the outside. Reynolds, one arm up in the back row by Melama. Pass over Wells. Free ball slapped right back at him by Shirley. Axtell's ready. They go Kring middle, and it's in the net. Siegel is there for the one-on-one, but hasn't had to block many because they haven't seen many swing attempts from Kring. 5-4, and the serve is out of bounds by Siegel. 5-5. Side out for Kring to go back and serve it away. Here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with two matches going on at once. Giltner won the opening set 26-24 in their D2 matchup with Exeter Milligan, and they trail in the second set 16-8 as Shauna Pates is going to roll it over the tape for the kill. And we're exchanging points here in the third set, 6-5. The senior libero, Nicole Wardine, back to serve. Again, the Giltner match currently airing on The Breeze, 94.5. All finals tomorrow for area teams will be here on Classic Hits as Melama's attack is picked up. Reynolds takes it off the tape, and it falls over. Ansley Litchfield, they earn their breaks, and it's 7-5. Wardine had five in a row when she was there in the second set to serve. And Nicole will keep it down the left side to Miller. Set to the middle, Melama on the attack. Hits the line. First kill for Sophie Melama here in the set. Her second overall, and it is 7-6. Sam Trampy will go back and serve it away. And now a little bit of a big rally for Giltner. They've closed it to 17-16, trying to come back on Exeter Milligan. And Trampy floats it across. Siegel with the dig, set to the outside. The attack soft by Kendra Henry. And we have got a net violation on Axtell. 8-6, Ansley Litchfield. Just not a lot with the big wins here by Ansley Litchfield. Not a lot of emotion. It's kind of quieted down. Ansley Litchfield so far ahead, even their crowd has quieted down here. The attack by Sophie Malama is dug out. Right side swing is driven over by Elaine. Axtell keeps it alive. Angle attack by Wells popped up again. And then the attack error. Henry couldn't get squared up to that one. And point Axtell. And Giltner continues to rally on the court to our left here as Kit Wells' serve is deep and out of bounds. And for Axtell, I think that's their first service error here in the semifinals. 9-7, Ansley Litchfield. And to serve it away will be Shauna Pate. She'll float it across, Kring down low, digs it up. They get it to Miller through the double block, and it is off the tip and good. Reagan Miller with her fourth kill. 9-8. Melama to serve it away now as we start another rotation here in the third set. Ansley Litchfield has dominated the first two, 25-14, 25-13. But it's 9-8 here in game three. Melama floats it across. Here's the set. Reynolds to the outside. Siegel. She'll roll it over the double block. Picking it up is Trampy. Set middle. Dump back over by Kring. They'll set Siegel. One-on-one around Kring. Down and good. And definitely winning the matchup of the big gals in the middle. The big hitters is Siegel. That is her 13th kill. And it's 10-8 Ansley Litchfield. Back to serve it away is Kendra Henry. Later today, Kearney Catholic is in action right here on Classic Hits as they take on Columbus SCOTUS. 3 o'clock scheduled start time. Wells middle attack. Dug out there by Pate. Standing spike returned into the net by Siegel. Point, Axtell. So neither team has went on any kind of a big run here in the third set. And Snell to serve it across. Axtell down one, trying to tie it here. Set Siegel in the middle. She'll drive it over. The dig is made by Wells. High set Miller over the double block. One arm up, but not good enough. And give Miller the kill, her fifth. 10-10, third set. And Snell will get to do it again. Ashley had the only point on serve in the first time through the rotation here. Gets one here across the Wardeen. Here's the set for Siegel. Siegel around the block. It's down and good. Number 14. When the big gal Siegel or Kring are going for the attack, they are trying to block each other one-on-one. Everywhere else, the double block seems to be coming as the serve is floated over by Elaine. Set outside. Again, Kring has to go with the tip as they double team her. Now Siegel follows through into the net. Point, Axtell. 11-11. And Reagan Miller to serve it away. Yesterday, Shauna Pates had four ace serves in this tough serving game. Lane had a couple for Ansley Litchfield, and they've been doing a good job today. Attack by Reynolds is deep and out of bounds, and there's an Axtell lead as we approach the midpoint of set number three, 12-11. And timeout going to be called right now by Ansley Litchfield. Even though they're up two games to none, Coach Pat Hovland doesn't want to be looking at anything past a third set. It's Axtell 12, Ansley Litchfield 11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, and it looks like Giltner has made a tremendous comeback to win the second set over Exeter Milligan. They're up 2-0. Anthony Litchfield leads Axtell 2-0, but here in the third set, it's 12-11 Axtell. And they are serving with Reagan Miller out of the Ansley Litchfield timeout. Slide Siegel. She'll tip it across. Miller's there for the dig. And then Snell and Trampy run together. Sam did not think Snell was going to be able to get there, so she started to set it. And a point will come over to Ansley Litchfield. 12-12, and Siegel to go back and serve it away here. The all-stater for the Spartans floats it across. Picked up there by Wells. Back set right side, Kring blocked. Nice dig, though. Overpass free ball tipped by Reynolds and didn't get much on it, so here's a chance for Kring to go middle around the single block. Down and good. Hannah Kring's best swing of the morning. And it is 13-12, Axtell. For the first time since the start of the match, you're at least seeing a little spring in the step here of the Lady Cats. 13-12. Kring serve. Can they keep it going? Across to Wardeen. Spartan set middle, and it'll be pushed across by Reynolds right at Miller. Set this time, Snell. Close to the net. Wells unloads down and good. Kit Wells, her fifth kill. And for the first time, a two-point lead for Axtell at 14-12. Kring, that's her first point from the service line in the match. See if she can get some more. Floats it a little deeper. Wardeen gets it up front to Lane. Outside, Pates drives it into her own net. Attack air. And out of the timeout, Axtell has actually picked up a little more momentum, and you can hear some concern behind us from the Ansley Litchfield fans. Kring fires it across to Wardeen. Lane sets. Right side attack is down on the angle by Jesse Shirley. Ansley Litchfield has a little bit more depth than Axtell does, which is fine. Axtell's not lacking in depth. They've got at least three kids that can put it down. Ansley Litchfield, maybe more like about five, because you don't see a whole lot from Shirley and Bailey, but they can bring them in to get the job done. So side out for Ansley Litchfield, and Nicole Wardeen is back there to serve it away again. 15-13, Axtell. And Wardeen serve. Short serve into the net, ace serve. Wardeen will pick up her first ace, and it's 15-14. Axtell hoping that they can just keep trading points. They have not let the Spartans go on a run here, as that serve very short, but it jumps across. Wells has it set to the outside. Melama on the attack. Dug out by Siegel. Middle to Pates. Pates drives it over, down and good. Shauna Pates, her eighth kill, and Axtell is going to call a timeout. So Axtell got three in a row. Ansley Litchfield gets three in a row, and they still have the serve. It's 15-15 here in the third set on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Giltner rallies from a 15-4 deficit in Game 2 to defeat Exeter Milligan 25-21. They won the opener 26-24, so the Timberwolves of Exeter Milligan have a snake bit over there as they go to a third set on the breeze, 94.5. Here's an overset by Axtell. Tipped back on a one-timer by Bailey and returned on a good get by Axtell. Here's the set right side, not a lot of room. Reynolds will fire it across, Kring with the up. They'll go to Wells, front left, her angle attack down and good. Kit Wells now starting to come alive. The Axtell team starting to come alive. 16-15, Wildcats. Ansley Litchfield's up two games to none here in the D1 semifinals. And Sam Trampy to float that serve across. Safely into the corner to Wardeen. Reynolds with the set. Right at the net, Pates fires it across. Pass right back across by Miller. They'll try it again. This time they'll go outside off the double to Bailey. Picked up by Trampy. Middle attack, Melama, she's on the line. Sophie Melama with her third kill. 17-15. In favor of the Cats, Trampy has been the top server so far this morning for Axtell, and she'll look for another one here. Down the middle to Siegel, short set, Pates, she'll dump it across, Trampy's ready. Snell, high set, here comes Wells off the tip, Wardeen with the dig. Outside Bailey, off the tape, and it went down. So Courtney Bailey with her first kill of the set and fourth overall. Side out Spartans. And back to serve it away will be Kayla Reynolds. Siegel still in the back row for Ansley Litchfield, and Kring in the back row for Axtell serving to the net. Side out Kit Wells to serve it away. 18-6 Axtell. Scrape out this third set. Keep yourself alive. That's what the Cats are trying to do. Siegel with the pass up front. Reynolds sets outside. The attack lane is popped up there by Kring. They'll go to the middle and punched over by Miller into the back corner to Wardeen. Set right side for Lane. Her attack dug out again. Close to the net. Passed over on a two ball by Miller. Outside Bailey's attack. Down and good. 18-17. Back to serve it away will be Shauna Pates. And that brings Siegel back into the front here for the Spartans. And Pates will fire it into the corner to Wells. Here's the set outside. Miller. Axtell needs a point right now so that they can get Kring up front. Right side attack. No, they're going to go middle. Melama floats one across. Here comes Siegel in the middle, and Siegel drives it home. And we are tied at 18. Lindsay with her match high 15th kill, equaling her number from yesterday. Shauna Pates to serve it away, trying to give the Spartans the lead. A deep serve and too deep. Out of bounds it goes. So some serving problems here. Third service error of the set for the Spartans. And Season Melama will serve it up for Axtell, leading 19-18 in the third. Short set, pass low. They won't get a swing on it. It'll be bumped across by Bailey. And then the Cats don't play it. Oh, that's a killer. That is a killer. That is a killer. The old pop-up between second and center. And Bailey's going to get credit for the point, go back and serve it at 19-19 as the Cats had a free ball fall on them for the first time. So they'll set it outside. Kring, big swing, and it is going to be a lift called or a net violation. They're going to call a net violation. Didn't matter. Kring was going to get the point anyway as it was getting passed right towards my noggin over here. 20-19, Axtell. Ashley Snell will quickly serve it across. Reynolds with the pass to Lane. Slide Siegel, a little misstep up there by Wells, and again, nobody gets it for the Cats. And a time, Brad Nelson, he's got to get his girls together, and he sees that. So Siegel will get her 16th kill, but a couple of points at Ansley Litchfield. They may not have won, but just miscommunication and letting the ball fall to the floor, and their season is on the line. Ansley Litchfield winning the first two sets, 25-14, 25-13. And we're knotted up 20 apiece. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll be right back.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
20-20 your score, the ball in play. Kring in the middle, rolls it off of Siegel. Dumped up front, they'll go Siegel on the attack. She dumps it down and good, and the Spartans regain the lead. 21-20, and they have their top server, Hannah Lane, back at the service line. She's got 16 points in the match and one ace. Lane serve. Fires it across, picked up there by Miller. Axtell needs this point. Here's the tip. It's blocked right back in him, but in the net, called on Ansley Litchfield. Will turn around a point, and really for only about the first time, Axtell's going to catch a break here. Side out for the Cats and Reagan Miller, 21-all. Miller deep serve, gave it right back on the service error, about a foot out. And that is the second service error of the match. For Axtell, 22-21, Spartans. Lindsay Siegel to serve. Deep serve picked up by Melama. Good pass to the middle. Snell goes right side. Kring will drive it down and good, and we are tied, 22-all. The 10th kill for the senior Hannah Kring, not ready for the career to end. She'll go back and serve it. Ansley Litchfield up 2-0. Kring serve off Siegel. Here's the set lane. Outside attack, Pates down and good. Good look from Shauna Pates. Her 9th kill, 23-22, Ansley Litchfield and Nicole Wardine will serve it away. Axtell playing on that point from behind, needing to win it on their serve. And it just crawls across, picked up by Wells. They'll set it to Melama. Her swing comes off the double block. Handled by Bailey. Set it to Courtney from off the net. Nice dig out there by Wells. Will they get a swing on it? Melama will just tap it across. Lane sets middle. Pates will push it across. Chance here for Axtell. They'll set Wells on the outside. She's blocked. Returned into the net. They'll dig it out. Wells, another swing. Ball still alive on the Spartan side. Back set right side. Lane drives it off the block, and Melama picks it up. Bump set Wells on the angle. Attack down and good. What a point for the Cats. They scramble all the way through, and Kit Wells able to get this thing tied up again. 23-23, and the top server so far today for Axtell is back there in Sam Trampy, trying to get Axtell to game point. Across it comes to Siegel. Set lane. Here's Pates on the attack. Picked up by Melama. Snell sets. Wells comes outside. She'll drive it over the Back set at the net. Almost misplayed by Axtell, but they'll keep it alive. Back to Wells. And a late double hit call on Axtell. And it is match point for Ansley Litchfield. 24-23. Serving it away is going to be Kayla Reynolds. Match point for the Spartans. Melba. Snell sets it up. Middle attack. Wells down and good. And we play on. Kit Wells gets it tied at 24. Axtell fans finally making some noise, trying to get their girls to keep the season alive. Wells will serve it. Off tape, it's picked up there by Lane. Set right side, Pates. Off the tape, it's dug out by Wells. Snell with a bump set for Reagan Miller. She'll slap it into the back corner to Siegel. Here's the set, Reynolds. Close to the pin, they'll have to bump it across. Free ball here for Axtell. Trampy sets, middle attack, Melima. Off of Wardine, good day in the back row. Now Bailey gets the swing for the Spartans into the corner. It's passed up close to the net. Had to be dumped over, and it was. Litchfield will take the shot on the outside. Down and good, Courtney Bailey. And it is match point number two for the Spartans. 25-24, Shauna Pates to serve, and that means Siegel's back in the front row for the Spartans. Match point two, deep serve, it's out of bounds. 25 all. So Axtell has kept their season alive twice now. Season Melima to serve. And Melima, what's the violation here? I saw the red flag being waved before they ever served the volleyball. And Coach Brad Nelson wants to know what the call is. A 25-25 match, and you get a phantom call. And let's see what the Lions gal is calling. What did she do? Leave the court? Coach Brad Nelson pleading his case. And now it comes back over to Ansley Litchfield for the third time. Match point here for Ansley Litchfield, and it'll be Courtney Bailey. So let's see if Axtell can do it one more time. Set to Kring. Her attack, good, and we play on. Anna Kring rattling off the back row. It might have went long had it not been touched. But Hannah Kring will get the kill, 26-all. And now back to serve it away will be Hannah Lane. She'll float it down the middle. Here's the set to the outside. Snell serving, Lane setting, back over to the middle. Trampy will get it to the middle, and Kring will terminate. And now Axtell has a game point. 27-26, Axtell. Ashley Snell to serve it away, and timeout will be called here by Ansley Litchfield. We'll take it with him and be right back.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
27-26, Ansley Litchfield trails Axtell. Schnell serving on game point. They'll set it to the outside. They fake Siegel, putting it down, and good is Jesse Shirley. Everybody watching Siegel, and that left Shirley wide open. 27-27 is your score. Back to serve it away is Hannah Lane, the top server today for Ansley Litchfield. Short serve dug out by Melima. Schnell bump set to the middle. And it has to be set across. Free ball here for the Spartans. So they're going to go to Siegel. She'll terminate. And it's match point number four for Ansley Litchfield. 28-27. And Lane will get one more serve. Again, the season on the line for the fourth time. Match point number four. Lane serves across. Melibunk with a good pass. She'll get it to Snell. Set it to the right side. It'll be pushed across by Miller. So they're going to set Siegel. Siegel will put it down, and that's the end of the match. You knew it was going to Siegel the last 2 points, and she was unstoppable today with her 19th kill. And on the fourth match point, Ansley Litchfield is able to advance on with a 29-27 victory over Axtell. 25-14, 25-13, 29-27. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show comes your way right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Again, there is a consolation match tomorrow, and so Ansley Litchfield will advance to the championship, but Axtell will play in the championship or the third place match tomorrow. That's at 1 o'clock at Lincoln East High School against either O'Neill St. Mary's or Diller Odell. St. Mary's, obviously, the prohibitive favorite, so you're probably looking at Axtell and Diller Odell tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Lincoln East High School out on 70th Street. So I know Axtell will be a little bit crushed. They played much better in the third set, but just couldn't get out of the gates early this morning. And give credit to Ansley Litchfield. They played their game and get the win here tonight. And Pat Hoblin gets her team to a state final. She's been so outstanding for so many years, and best of luck to Coach Hoblin and the Spartans tomorrow. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll be back with the final numbers after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Don't forget, state volleyball action continuing right now on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner, 2-0 up on Exeter Milligan, but trailing in the third set at last check, 17-15. Coming up later today, Kearney Catholic Columbus SCOTUS here on Classic Hits, St. Cecilia and Freeman, a rematch of the C2 final from last year, this year's semifinal on 1230 KHAS. Here are the numbers for the third set for Axtell. Hannah Kring had 2 service points and 6 kills. Sophie Melema had 2 kills. Sam Trampy had 1 service point. Kit Wells had 4 kills. Ashley Snell, 3 service points. Reagan Miller, a service point and 2 kills. Axtell matched the number of kills they had in the first two sets combined by getting 14 kills in the third set, but no ace blocks and no ace serves. For Ansley Litchfield, Courtney Bailey had 4 kills in that game. Nicole Wardine, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Kayla Reynolds had 1 kill. Hannah Lane, 3 more service points and a kill. Shauna Pates had a service point and 3 kills. Kendra Henry had 2 service points. Jesse Shirley comes up big. The sophomore had 4 kills in this third set. And Lindsay Siegel tack on 7 more kills in the third set. Overall, Ansley Litchfield, 20 kills in that set. They had no ace blocks and one ace serve. So, again, not near as many errors in that game either for Axtell. Ansley Litchfield just played very, very well, and they're going to have to play even better tomorrow in the state final, which gets things going at 11 a.m. as they take the third and final set, 29-27. They had to serve four times for the match. Axtell had one shot at it and could not finish it off. So Axtell will come to the consolation game, and we will give you a cumulative wrap right after this on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Giltner down 21-18, trying to come back as a timeout called here in the third set. They are up 2-0, but trailing in the third set. Let's take a look now at the cumulative final numbers of our semifinal match, and we will start with what Axtell did today, and we'll start with the senior Hannah Kring. She had 2 service points and a team-high 12 kills. Sophie Melema, 3 kills. Sam Trampy led the team at the service line with 7 points. 2 of them were aces. Season Melema had 1 service point. Kit Wells, 3 service points, and she had 8 kills. Ashley Snell, 4 service points and an ace block. And Reagan Miller had 2 service points and 5 kills. 28 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace serves. Axtell is now 29-4. As they wait for tomorrow's third-place match. For Ansley Litchfield, we had Courtney Bailey with 7 kills, Nicole Wardine with 8 service points, 1 was an ace, Kayla Reynolds, 4 service points, an ace block, and 4 kills. Hannah Lane had a match-high 18 service points, 1 of those was an ace, she had 5 kills. Shauna Pates, 8 service points, 2 ace blocks, and 9 kills. Kendra Henry, 2 service points. Jesse Shirley, 5 kills. And Lindsey Siegel, 2 service points, 3 ace blocks, and a match-high 19 kills. 49 kills in a 3-set match for Ansley Litchfield, 6 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. The Spartans are now 32-1 and will advance to tomorrow morning's 11 a.m. championship game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And Pat Hoblin has been at Ansley for years, the existence of the program. The last time in the state finals, 1983. They won it all in 73, 75, and 79 when they were in Class C, 1980 in Class D, and then 1983 they won it in C2. Folks, that is a long, long time of coaching, and that is a long, long time waiting to get back to the state final, and Pat Hoblin has done it. Congratulations to Ansley Litchfield, and best of luck tomorrow. And again, they're going crazy over here for Giltner. And Giltner rallies to win it, 25-23. Again, they rally to win all 3 sets, close, 26-24, 25-21, 25-23. And Giltner will advance on to tomorrow morning's 9 a.m. championship match, which you'll be able to hear right here on Classic Hits because we'll have Husker football tomorrow at 9:30 on the Breeze. So the first match tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Giltner will take on either Stewart or Lawrence Nelson, and we'll have that here for you on Classic Hits. Again, Kearney Catholic doubleheader later today here on Classic Hits. They'll play Columbus SCOTUS in the volleyball semifinal at 3. They'll play Boone Central Newman Grove in the football semifinal tonight with pregame at 6:30. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. And the final score, Ansley Litchfield over Axtell, 25-14, 25-13, 29-27. Have a great day, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.